John Dahlman is elementary principal and director of special education for the Rib Lake School District. Barb Anderson is a fifth grade teacher in the Rib Lake School District. And you recently earned an award from the state of Wisconsin.
Yes, DPI just gave us a call, and we are receiving the High Achieving School Award for the 2018-19 school year. Very few schools in the state received that award. When I looked, it was one out of 19 schools, and that includes both elementary and middle schools in the whole state. It's based off of our assessments that we take for the state, and it's for high achievement. So the student achievement in both ELA, which is language and reading, and mathematics, and then also for closing the gaps, which is measured for the students in special education or socioeconomic groups, where you would have the low income and the high income, having that separation being reduced. So we're looking at all students achieving at high levels rather than just some groups of students.
Are these tests specific to one grade?
Nope, this would be the entire elementary school. So all the students that take the forward exam, so that would be the third through fifth grade students. But we can't leave out any of the primary grades, because when they come in third grade, obviously their scores matter and everybody is building upon that.
Are these tests something like a high school ACT test, for instance?
Well, I guess if we were comparing them to the high school, they would be like an ACT test. But at the elementary school, like John said, we're being tested in reading, which is ELA. Kids read passages, they answer questions. They have to do a writing sample, and then in math, they do two or three different subtests. Score well is what we've been doing.
And they all relate to the standards that we're supposed to be teaching at each grade level. So it just shows that our teachers are doing an exceptional job at relaying the content of their grade level standards, and the students are learning at high levels. We get to go down to Madison. Barb and I will go down and receive an award from the governor is going to give one out, and then also the state superintendent is going to be there. So we're going to be able to go to that on May 20th, and then we are going to have a celebration when we get back with the whole school.
Are the special education students also involved in this award?
Absolutely. They're part of the award as well. Just because they're doing so well, performing at high levels. So proud of all the students.
I just want to mention that this is a whole team effort. John had mentioned, you know, teachers and students, but we also have to thank and give kudos to our parents because they continue to be supportive of our efforts. Common Core sometimes gets a negative impression in the community. And our community is embracing what we're doing here, and I think that our scores are showing what all teachers at Rib Lake Elementary are doing to help our kids be successful.
Absolutely. It's a we mindset, not a us and them. We always have to partner up with everybody and to do what's best for the students. And if we keep them at the forefront of our thinking, we're going to succeed together.
Once again, our congratulations to the Rib Lake School District teachers and students for this award.